You're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. I want to ask a serious question. It's not. I don't mean to be provocative or anything. But what is the difference between civil disobedience and breaking the law?
What is the difference? I don't know. Do you give me your answer? What do you think it is?
I don't know. I to me, it sounds
they
like
they are about the same thing. Civil disobedience is breaking the law.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, if you're Al Sharpton, you got to do 90 days. I mean, he was a bit surprised because often civil disobedience is treated with a slap on the wrist, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I mean, with Sharpton, then the report was that he got 90 days because he was what they called a repeat offender.
Right.
And I was on a couple of demonstrations early on with Sharpton, and I stopped because what they did was they said when the police were approaching, they said, okay, everybody who wants to be arrested, come over here. This was Sharpton's people, and the rest of you break up now and, you know, move on. And so the people were deliberately choosing to be arrested. And then they got, I don't know, tickets or desk appearances or something.
But that's not, you know, that happens a lot. But what folks all of a sudden realize, you know, is that that's not necessarily what they have to do. They could give the full sentence.
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend of mine who was first offense, civil disobedience action. It wasn't really a civil disobedience action, but it was a political action. In the past, people had gotten a slap on the wrist. He wound up doing 8 months.
He had broken the law, though.
Yeah, well, they said he'd broken the law. I mean, I didn't really see the law. I mean, being broken by this guy in this case. I don't want to go into the whole details of the story.
Yeah,
but they definitely scooped him up and they put him on trial, and his defense sort of fell short, and he was convicted, and he got 8 months in jail.
Yeah,
first defense.
Yeah. Well, it puzzled me that the outrage about Sharpton, when he deliberately broke the law,
and
has done it with some regularity.
Right. Well, for protest actions, but you know, it's occasionally you run into a judge who says, "Well, you know, as a protester, you have to be psychologically prepared that." To pay the price for your protest.
Well, I know if I protest, I drive a car, and if I protest traffic laws by going through a red light, for instance, I don't feel that I'm entitled to immunity.